Martin Boozer was the first musher to reach Tanana at 3:15 this afternoon. Hugh Neff arrived just before 5 p.m., and Ali Zirkel and Aaron Burmeister were closing in on the checkpoint early this evening. Iditarod dog teams have been filing in and out of the previous checkpoint, Manly Hot Springs, since the middle of last night. As Emily Schwing reports, mushers are starting to search for the perfect balance between racing and resting as they make their way down the trail.
Only a handful of teams blew through the Manly checkpoint, including Jessie Royers.
So far, so good. Yeah. It's just cold.
Overnight, Royers says she struggled with temperatures colder than 30 below.
I pressed it my fingers a little bit, but they're still attached, so I guess that's all that matters.
She only stayed long enough in Manly to check her gang line and rummage through her drop bags before her energetic dog team took off. Meanwhile, Martin Boozer enjoyed the morning sunrise. He whistled a tune while he fed his dogs. When mushers first arrived in Manly, officials said there was no place where they could sleep inside. So Boozer spent a few hours huddled in his sleeping bag next to his dog team.
I got a little bit of a shiver-me-jingles nap in, so should be good. Good to go for another day.
He was the only musher to take a nap outside while others scrambled to feed their dogs and stay warm. When his team was sent to leave, it was clear they were ready to hit the trail. Nearby, Ali Zirkel took a moment to watch them go.
My dogs just came off a 1,000-mile race. They're not going to look like that. They don't want to. I don't want them to.
I mean, they're using all that instead of resting. Look at mine.
Some of Zirkel's dogs were fast asleep. Others turned their attention to the meal she was fixing for them. Only a few took notice of Martin Boozer's boisterous dogs as they headed out to chase after three teams. Eventually, he arrived in Tanana first. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Manly.